very much, David Foster. Chapter 104 of the Skeleton Scrapbook is entitled Junior Police. All children should be taught to live a clean and helpful life and respect law and order. This also goes for Junior, the mean widow kid.
Junior, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm sliding down the banister.
Did you remove my vase from the bottom step?
Yes, I did.
Junior, now you're going to get a whipping.
No, not after I've been sliding down the banister. Be a sport. Give me time to cool off, there.
Junior, what am I going to do with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why don't you play outside with that rubber ball you found yesterday?
No, I might run into the little boy I found it from.
Junior, you mean if the ball belongs to another boy?
Well, sure.
Get the hairbrush so I can spank you.
Now, I don't know where it is, but here, you can throw a rock at me. Go ahead. Here, pick it up and pick me.
Junior.
No, I'm a bad boy. Go ahead now.
I wouldn't do that.
Now, I should be punished. Throw the rock at me. Go on. I am wicked anyhow. I am the worst little boy in the world.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're really
pretty
nice.
No, I'm not. No,
bless his little.
No, don't bless his little. I'm bad, that's all.
Oh, you're very nice, Junior.
Well, if you insist.
Junior, I'm going to take a walk. Do you want to go with me?
Why are you always taking walks?
Because walking helps you take off weight.
You take off weight? Goodness, I is puny now. My legs are so bony that little dogs follow me around. Catch a bottle, yeah.
Let's go, Junior. Mm? Who knows, you may meet some nice little boys on the way.
Well, in that case, I better wear me brass knuckles, huh?
That's enough, young man. Come on.
Okay.
My, isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes, it is.
But I do wish the city would clean up those gutters.
Why, didn't Grandpa get home last night?
Junior, your grandfather got home very early.
Not funny. I didn't hear him come in. Didn't blow the siren this time, did he?
Look, young man, you're getting too big for your britches.
Yes, I know. Every time I bend over, the buttons grab on for dear life, you know. It's really embarrassing. Hey, has I growed up much since you first seen me?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget when you were born.
Really, Grandma? Do you remember it?
Yes. It haunts me day and night.
Oh, look down on the corner there. Look at the kids playing policemen down there. Look,
they're not them. Playing, Junior.
They're not?
They are policemen.
Really?
I read in the paper where they're organizing the junior police force.
You mean they're out to get me, huh? Oh.
No, Junior. You see, our town is following the lead of Phoenix, Arizona, and many other cities in forming a junior police force.
Oh.
These children stand on the street corners and guide other children across the street on their way to school.
That's why I'm going to join that, too, Iris.
Oh, you can't join, Junior, until you start to school.
Start to school? You mean carry books and pencils?
Yes, Junior.
Study and learn to read and write?
Yes.
Give the teacher an apple?
Yes.
Play with the other kids at recess?
That's right.
You couldn't get me to do that with a straitjacket.
If you're anxious to join the junior police, you'd have to promise to do all you can to make your home and your town a safe place to live in.
Oh, well, I was getting tired of my chemistry set anyway, you know. Who's that driving? It's the cop. I knew that they finally tracked me down. Let me out of here. Let's take it on the lamb. You're jigged up, kiddo.
Junior, come back here.
I'll meet you when it blows over. I know a doctor that can change my face.
Good afternoon, madam.
Well, what is it you want, officer?
I came to see about your little boy.
What has he done?
Well, I don't know. I don't think he's done anything.
You must be a stranger in town.
I thought maybe he'd like to join our junior police force.
Oh, he'd love to. Won't you come in, officer?
Thank you.
Junior, where are you? Junior, I see you under the sofa.
Stool pigeon.
Come out from
right
under there.
One of the mob.
Do you hear me? Come out from under there.
Yeah.
Well, how are you today, young fella?
I'm terrible. I've been in bed 2 days with 3-day measles. And there's catching two afflicts of ammonia.
Look, he's a friend.
Yeah, he's the one that first he spoke to me, and I don't even know him.
Look, Sonny, I came to ask you to join the junior police force.
Now, you never get... Join the junior police force?
That's right.
Well, this is not a booby trap, is it?
No, son, you look like a nice little gentleman.
You better take another look, bud.
Won't it be wonderful, you a junior policeman?
You mean I can carry a billy club and give people tickets and stuff?
Yes, and you wear a red uniform and a badge and blow a police whistle.
Oh, I do believe I've died and gone to heaven.
Of course, you know, Junior, you're rather young for the force right now, but we are trying to enlist all the little boys and girls in our program so they can qualify as soon as they start to school.
Really? I got news for you. You're a windy old bird, ain't you? Oh, you wait until I get to be a junior policeman. I see some guy dodging by and I stop him, boy. Just let me get my hand on him.
And then what will you do to him?
Well, I will say to him, pull over there. Why don't you drive a little slower and see our city? Or would you rather drive faster and see our jail? Or would you rather see some little kid get killed because of your carelessness? You see, Mr. Driver, you have to protect us little kids, because we have been taught that no one really wants to hurt us. And that's why sometimes we run out in the street, we just don't think. And if you don't stop your crazy driving, you might hit a man, woman, and child, or even a widow animal, regardless of what it is. If you carelessly take its life, you'll be responsible for that lonely feeling that's left in a home when that loved one never returns. And the memory of a lifeless widow body won't be worth the 5 minutes that you tried to save by speeding. Now, don't get mad, Mr. Driver, when I give you this ticket, because it's merely a memo of safety and not a punishment.
I'm proud of that, Junior.
You is? Well, okay, kiddo, but when I get to be a policeman, there can be no more spankings, you know. Because you molest an officer, you taking the law in your own hands. And I'll send you so far up the river, kiddo boy, it would take Eskimos to deliver the mail to you.
Hale, starting right now, you must try and be a good little boy so that the junior police will take you in.
That's what I'm going to do. And I'm right now going to go upstairs and take that bear trap and that 5-inch firecracker out of Grandpa's bed.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Hear The Raleigh Room, starring Hildegard, tomorrow night, and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. And return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.